This programme was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Hello and welcome to Bringing Wellbeing to Life, the programme that takes wellbeing research off the page and into our lives. I'm Dr. Denise Quinlan, and today we're talking about public initiatives that try to improve wellbeing by reaching us where we are in our daily lives. Often these days, those large-scale initiatives are computer or app-based. This initiative is not an app. It's a copper bracelet worn to remind us of connection in our lives. And even more interestingly, in this consumer era of buy more, own more, these bracelets are intended to be given away. My guest today is Lockie McWilliam, founder of Band for Hope, an organization that aims to connect people worldwide, inspire hope, and support those who most need our help. Underway since 2012, the Band for Hope website supports local industry in Zimbabwe by selling copper bracelets made by local artisans there. And as well as supporting communities in the developing world, Band for Hope bracelets are designed to create an opportunity to embody the African spirit of Ubuntu, of humanity, feeling connected and caring for our fellow humans. Lockie describes the bracelets as a way to wear and share hope. That's because the bracelets are designed to be given away in a gesture of connection and hope. Each bracelet has a unique code that the owner can register on the website. Then the journey of each bracelet can be tracked as it's passed from one person to another. Lockie McWilliam is one of those people who isn't waiting for the world to be made better by others. He's taking it into his own hands and building the change he wants to see. Clearly, meaningful work is important to Lockie. He's created an enterprise that builds kindness and human connection as its very purpose. Lockie, welcome to Bringing Wellbeing to Life. We're delighted to have you with us.
Yes, hi Denise. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Pleasure. So tell us the story of how you came to set up Band for Hope.
Okay, yeah, sure. So I'm going to take you all the way back to about 2009, actually. And I was living in Edinburgh at the time, and I was working in the corporate world, working for the Royal Bank of Scotland there. And I was looking for something better to do with my life, you know, something more meaningful and also some adventure as well. And So I met a girl called Lucy, and we fell madly in love. And she also shared the same passion, actually. And she was running this business, actually, where she would look for products in Africa, where she could sort of, you know, support the local communities by buying their products and selling them in the UK. So we thought we'd go off on an adventure through Africa and looking for these communities who we could support. We spent about the best part of 18 months on the road, living out of this Land Rover with a rooftop tent and traveling around to from, you know, small towns to cities to remote places in the middle of nowhere.
From Bank of Scotland to living out of a truck in Africa, that is a huge shift. What inspired you to set up Band for Hope?
I was so incredibly inspired by the way people would treat us and their generosity and openness towards us and this friendliness along the way. And I quickly learned about the philosophy of Ubuntu. They have a word for this in Africa. And what Ubuntu means is that it really means humanity towards others. It's really the building blocks to, you know, successful communities and, you know, friendships and relationships and families. And it's about being a good person, you know. And or another way of looking at it is that we're all connected through sharing and caring.
And having been inspired by Ubuntu, you then met a family friend of your girlfriend Lucy, who was to play an important part in this story.
It turned out he was running this wonderful workshop, this metal workshop, and he employs young men from Harare and gives them free training and teaches them how to make things out of metal. We're just so inspired by all the work that Bruce does there. And actually, I saw this this bowl of bracelets sitting there in his showroom, and there were these copper and zinc bracelets. And I asked about them, and he explained that, you know, these are very, very popular in Africa. He explained that copper and zinc is actually, you know, many people swear by it for health benefits. But also he said that when copper and zinc come together, it creates a like an electric charge, which some people say is great for your general well-being. And he said we could do something with them if you wanted to. And anyway, I slept on it and I woke up the next morning with this sort of crazy idea that I couldn't shake off. And I thought, and I had this idea that these bracelets could be passed on, you know, and just as a fun project to see how far these bracelets could travel between people. And then I thought, you know, I've got a background in technology and I thought we could track these and collect the stories and to see, you actually track how far these bracelets, you know, travel between people around the world. Yeah, it was Ubuntu really that inspired this idea. And, you know, as it turns out, this concept of Band for Hope was born out of Ubuntu.
So how is Band for Hope working now?
It's a non-profit business. So the focus is on supporting the guys in Zimbabwe. So there's around about 70 to 80 guys who work in the workshop. And the more bracelets we make, the more we can support those guys, the guys there, you know, the local community there, you know, their families.
How do I buy a Band for Hope?
Well, easiest way is to buy it through the website. So, and we send them all around the world. So you go to bandforhope.com and we have the shop there. And we send it to you.
So I get a copper bracelet, that a very beautiful bracelet, because I have seen them, and I have worn one, Band for Hope. And on one part of the bracelet, there is a code, yeah?
That's right, yeah. So there's a unique code. Yeah, so the unique ID is, well, it enables each Band for Hope to be tracked. So when you get your Band for Hope, the first thing you should do is register it, because that way you're ready to pass it on to whoever that might be. So you register it, you go to the website and you get to give it a name, and you also select the location where you register it as well. You select that on the map. And then you can share a story now if you like, or you can wait until you pass it on.
We've talked about the people in Africa who benefit from the sale of Band for Hope and about how to buy them. But let's get on to, so why do people buy the bracelets and what do people get from doing this?
By passing on the bracelet, that is a physical manifestation of Ubuntu. It's, you know, it's about giving and connecting with others and, you know, communicating and sharing stories, all these wonderful things that create, you know, successful communities.
So I can wear the bracelet as a physical reminder that I want connection, caring and sharing in my life and to be like that with my community.
You just reminded me of a story as an example of someone who was wearing a band. You know, she'd been wearing the band, I think, for about a week, and she was in London and she walked past this homeless man who sort of, he'd been bruised and he had some cuts and, you know, and there was blood on him, and everyone, it was a rush hour and everyone had just kept walking past. And in fact, she walked past as well. And then she looked down at a band for hope and she remembered that she was wearing this band, you know, that was about caring for others and, you know, Ubuntu. And she thought, no, I'm going to, she turned around and went back to this homeless man and she arranged for an ambulance to come collect him. It's a physical reminder that you have on your wrist that, yeah, can remind you to, you know, be a good person.
It must be quite nice to be given a bracelet that's passed through lots and lots of hands.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you tracked them? Have you got any that have been around for a long time?
Yes. I mean, there are several, you know, because the first band was registered back in 2012. And, you know, some of them, I mean, there are many, you know, that we have no idea where they've gone, but I have, you know, seen some that have come up that haven't been registered and, you know, they last for years. You know.
Tell us about how people are using Band for Hope and how many are there?
There are over 11,000 Band for Hopes out there, actually. And we've, on the website, we've collected over 1,000 stories. And I mean, many of them, there have been lots in dedication to friends or, you know, loved ones who passed away. There was a young boy, Frankie Johnson, who passed away, and he'd had a disease that meant he was in a wheelchair, and he was just a true inspiration to all those around him. And so there were several Band for Hope's actually created in his name and passed on. And you can go to the website and you can search for Frankie, and you'll see a lot of these pop up, and the wonderful, just inspiring messages that people would write. You know, that many bands are passed on in response to a good deed. So that's why it's good to have your Band for Hope ready to be passed on, because you never know when someone's going to do something kind for you. And you know, it's a very, very special gift to pass on to someone.
I really love that aspect of it, because, you know, I think we are in an era where of, you know, rampant advanced materialism and consumerism. And so to get something beautiful to give away to me is a lovely reminder that that's not the most important thing in our lives, but that connecting with other people and caring for other people is a much bigger source of well-being and joy for us.
Some people do find it hard to give away their Band for Hope. And so we understand and respect that. And so we've started selling them in two packs, because at least then you get to wear one and give one.
Yeah, one for me, one for you. Aha. Uh-huh.
And the thing is, we say that you wear and share hope. So if you're wearing it, great, because you can also, people often ask what it is you're wearing, and you can spread the message that way.
Why did you call it Band for Hope?
Well, it's the true meaning really is because it's about banding together for hope. So it's about what we can do as a collective.
Tell us more about what you're hoping it might do for people. Sure.
It's a simple idea and a simple tool that makes it easy for people to inspire hope in others. So it's that pass it on, feel good factor. There's an idea out there that to have a global shift in humanity, you need to affect, you know, around 10%. Of the population. So I think if we could somehow touch, you know, around a billion people with an idea like Band for Hope, then we can have a profound impact on the planet.
I like your thinking big.
Why not?
and so for you, why do you think initiatives like Band for Hope matter, and why do they have a place?
They're simple ideas that encourage us to connect with others. And I think, you know, in this world with online and virtual communities and things like that, it's important to have, you know, ideas that connect us in the traditional sense of community and keep us sharing stories together and, you know, just really coming together.
I like that you've created something that makes it easier for people to connect in an era where people are finding it very easy to withdraw and be isolated from each other. Band for Hope really gives somebody something on their arm that they can offer, that they can actually give away to someone.
It's a great excuse to connect with people too, you know, even strangers, you know, for whatever reason that might be. I mean, I love giving them away, and, you know, I've given hundreds away, and, I often give them to homeless people too, around London. And then I say, when you're in a better place, you can pass this on to someone else.
Nice. That really has, that's a lovely, hopeful assumption within that you will at some point be in a better place. So Lockie, tell me, as we come to a close, I have two more questions for you. One is, if you could only do one thing to help people, to help people's well-being for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Do you know, this, it's really, for me, it's about being the best version of myself, and in particular to those closest to me. So my friends, my family, and my local community.
I think Royal Bank of Scotland's loss is the world's gain. So tell me, we all have different strategies that we use, you know, when we're having a rough day. What's your strategy for boosting your well-being when you feel frustrated or a bit down?
Yeah, it usually means I need to get outside and smell the roses and go for a jog. I love to run and do exercise, and that always makes me feel better. But gratitude work, and maybe just as I'm going for my run, I might think about what I'm grateful for,
Thank you very much. It's been a real pleasure to get to chat to you today. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Denise. I really appreciate it.
Thanks to Lockie. I have just decided I'm buying a band for Hope in memory of someone I love who's no longer with me. What a lovely way to honour someone's memory. If you're interested in learning more about Band for Hope or buying a band to pass on, you can go to the website at bandforhope.com, and that's B-A-N-D and then the numeral 4 and then hope, H-O-P-E, so bandforhope.com. The other side of Lockie's story that really interests me is the role of meaning and purpose in his life. When someone leaves their IT job at Royal Bank of Scotland to set up a not-for-profit to help African communities and to build connection and humanity, well, I think we can guess that this work fills their life with meaning and purpose. Lockie is on a mission. He's got a strong sense of doing something worthwhile with his life. When we connect with our purpose, our why, that can really support our well-being. And it doesn't have to be a world-changing mission. Just doing stuff that feels worthwhile. At the end of your day, check in and notice what felt most worthwhile today. And then see how you can do more of that stuff tomorrow. And that's a really small but simple way of building meaning in your life. Now, Lockie's talked to us about the importance of community and connection, and he has created a beautiful way to bring friends or strangers into contact. We can literally wear Hope on our arms and then use it to connect with people or give our Band for Hope to someone to share our hope and show we care. Band for Hope is a great reminder of how much human beings are social creatures and how much we benefit from receiving help from others and from giving help to others. So, how can you connect with somebody in your community this week? Can we all try and say hello or have a chat with people we normally pass by? And let's see how that changes our day and our well-being. You've been listening to Bringing Wellbeing to Life on ORFM Dunedin. If you'd like to listen to a podcast of this show, you can find it on or.org.nz or at nziwr.co.nz. I'm Dr. Denise Quinlan. Thank you for listening. This program has been brought to you by the New Zealand Institute of Wellbeing and Resilience. For more information on how schools, communities and workplaces can grow their wellbeing and resilience, go to nziwr.co.nz.
This programme was first broadcast on ORFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.